Zoe Life Foundation, Austin Sparks edited Life Mundi, The Path of Faith by the Spirit, Part 14. The Father's Blessing is Abundant in Christ. Joseph was 30 years old when he was presented before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from before Pharaoh, and toured all the land of Egypt. In those 7 years of abundance the earth produced in heaps, and he gathered all the food from the 7 years of abundance that was in the land of Egypt, and kept food in the cities, putting in each city the food of the surrounding field. Joseph collected wheat like sand from the sea, very much, until he could not count, because he had no number. And to Joseph 2 sons were born before the first year of famine came, and they bore him Asenath, daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn, Manasseh, because he said, God made me forget all my work, and all my father's house. And he called the name of the second, Ephraim, because he said, God made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Genesis 41:46-52. Let's see the relationship with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. In Joseph's blessing what the kingdom of the Spirit represents in figure. And his father Isaac said to him, and Abraham called the name of that place, Jehovah will provide. Therefore it is said today or now, on the mount of Jehovah it will be provided. And the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time from heaven, and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, that because of this you have done, and you have not refused me your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will multiply your descendants like the stars of the sky and like the sand that is on the seashore. In your seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed, because you obeyed my voice. I'm still in Isaac and he gives his son Jacob, telling him, come closer now, and kiss me, my son. And Jacob approached, and kissed him. And Isaac smelled the smell of his clothes, and blessed him, saying, look, the smell of my son, like the smell of the field that Jehovah has blessed. God therefore give you of the dew of heaven, and from the fat of the earth, and plenty of wheat and must. Serve you peoples, and nations bow down to you, be lord over your brothers, and children bow down to you. And Jacob said, God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, Jehovah, who told me, go back to your land and your relatives, and I will do you good. I am less than all the mercies and that all the truth that you have used towards your servant, for with my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I am on 2 camps. And you have said, I will do you good, and your descendants will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted by the multitude. Let's look at the application in the New Testament or New Covenant by the Apostle Paul. The will of the Father and the blessing regarding reproduction and many children according to the riches of his glory by faith. Because the ones he knew before, he also predestined for them to be done according to the image of his Son, so that he is the firstborn among many brothers. And whom he predestined, he also called, and whom he called, he also justified these, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how can he not also give us all things with him? Who will accuse God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is the one who will condemn? Christ is the one who died, even more, the one who was also resurrected, the one who is also at the right hand of God, the one who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or hunger, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, before, in all these things we are more than conquerors through the one who loved. Glory, glory.